This reads from John 1, verses 1 to 14. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was with God in the beginning. Through him all things were made. Without him nothing was made that has been made. In him was life, and the life was the light of all mankind. The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness has not overcome it. There was a man sent from God whose name was John. He came as a witness to testify concerning that light, so that through him all might believe. He himself was not the light. He came only as a witness to the light. The true light gives light to everyone that was coming into the world. He was in the world, and though the world was made through him, the world did not recognize him. He came to that which was his own, but his own did not receive him. Yet to all who did receive him, to those who believed in his name, he gave the right to become children of God. Children born not of natural descent, not of human decision or a husband's will, but born of God. The Word became flesh and made his dwelling among us. We have seen his glory, the glory of the one and only Son, who came from the Father, full of grace and truth.
At Christmas, one of the things that we usually do is give and receive gifts. I wonder if anyone would like to tell me what is the best gift you've ever received, Elijah?
Being born.
Being born? That is pretty good. Yes. Well done. Thomas, what about you?
World itself.
Wow, everybody's saying some really profound things. What about you, Jessica?
Dog.
Your dog.
What?
Yeah.
What?
Craig.
PS4.
PS4. Yeah. Yeah. Anyone else? What's the best gift you've ever received?
Well, last Christmas it was Esther.
Esther before last Christmas. Yeah, lovely. Anything else?
Food.
Yeah. That's quite a theme. I know that John, when he was little, wanted to have a Lego castle. That's right, isn't it? And you had a disappointment. And you're still traumatised to this day. Yeah. Go on, Thomas, one more thing.
Light.
Light. Wonderful.
Okay. A piano.
Thinking back to when I was a little girl, Christmas was all about receiving. Do you remember when you were a child and Christmas was all about receiving gifts? And I would wake up at like 5 a.m. I'm sure none of you ever do that. I'd wake up really early and I'd just be so excited to see the stocking or a huge pile of presents under the tree, and there's that excitement about opening the paper, tearing off to see what we've got, and you kind of maybe feel them first and try and guess what's inside. Receiving was what it was all about. But as I've got older, and especially since I've become a mum, Christmas has become a lot more about the giving side of it. Now there's a saying in the Bible that it's more blessed to give than to receive. I don't know if you agree with that, but I think actually, if you try not to let the pressure and the stress get to you too much, there can be a real joy in giving gifts, can't there? There's all the planning that goes into it, thinking about the person and thinking, what would they like? And then looking around the shops for the perfect gift, or even making something yourself by hand. And then trying to keep it a secret, even though you're bursting to tell the person what you've bought them. And then wrapping everything up carefully with paper and bows and rosettes and just getting it just right. And then there's the joy on the person's face as they open it and their eyes light up and they turn to you and they say, oh, thank you, thank you so, so much. And that's love, isn't it? That's what happens when there's love. I think sometimes when we get a bit older, it can be quite hard to receive. Children don't seem to find it difficult. But sometimes when we've grown up, it can be a bit awkward, can't it? I don't know if you've ever had that situation where a friend gives you a gift and you think, oh, I haven't got you anything. And we just feel a bit embarrassed. And we say, you shouldn't have. You really shouldn't have. And I think we human beings, we like to be independent, don't we? We like to be in control. And sometimes receiving gifts makes us feel a little bit out of control. And we think that we need to earn things, or we think we need to pay things back. So sometimes we find it hard to receive gifts, but also hard to receive other things sometimes. Hard to receive hospitality, hard to receive compliments sometimes, hard to receive help, hard to receive love even sometimes. You shouldn't have. You really shouldn't have. But this Christmas, what if somehow we were able to become like children again? I should have got up and danced with them then. What if we were able to become like children again and be willing to receive? Because at Christmas, God gives us the best gift of all. It pours out from the love that he has for us. His son, as we've been hearing about all evening, Jesus, born into poverty, laid in a manger, the child who would grow up to save his people from their sins. And if we're not careful in our pride and in our stubbornness and in our grown-up independence, we can end up not receiving that gift, not receiving the best, the greatest gift of all. Because receiving is difficult, we think there must be a catch. We think we must have to earn it somehow. We must have to be really, really good and well-behaved. We must have to do lots and lots of good deeds and be really good people in order to deserve that gift. But God says, no, I paid for it. It's free. So we have to give up control and trust our Father God who's giving us the gift. That God knows us better than we know ourselves. That he loves us, wants the best for us. Corey read these familiar words about giving and receiving. He came to that which was his own, but his own did not receive him. There's few things more sad than a rejected gift. A gift that's been chosen and given with love and care. Thrown away, discarded, given to the charity shop or the school tombola. You shouldn't have, God. You really shouldn't have. Yet to all who did receive him, to those who believed in his name, he gave the right to become children of God. And that's the true gift that God gives us. If we can swallow our pride, if we can see the love on our Father's face and receive his gift of Jesus, not just for Christmas, but for life. Not just as a baby in a manger, but as our rescuer and our Lord. If we can bring ourselves to receive something that's offered freely, that doesn't need to be earned, that's already been paid for on the cross, then that's the true gift we receive, the right to become children of God. And God looks at us with love in his eyes and says, this is for you. To all who received him, to those who believed in his name, he gave the right to become children of God. Children born not of natural descent, nor of human decision, or a husband's will, but born of God. That's the gift that God is holding out to each and every one of us this Christmas. So let's receive it with joy, and may that gift inspire our worship.